Jerry Burns was born on a farm in Michigan's Ionia County and has lived there his entire life. Jerry and his wife Louise raised hogs, cattle, grain, and 8 children. They're retired now, but the Burns say they have not been able to enjoy their retirement.
This used to be a very close-knit neighborhood. Now the neighbors are few and far between, because when they move stuff in like this from out-of-state money, it just don't feel good.
2 years ago, a commercial hog farm with nearly 10,000 pigs moved in next door. The farm produces about 60,000 hogs a year and nearly 1 million gallons of manure. Jerry says the smell has taken over their lives.
Sometimes they'll go along for a couple of days and no smell. And then one weekend, so on Saturday night at 9 o'clock, you'd swear somebody throwed some of it right in the back door. And we got the exhaust fans working and got it cleaned out. Next morning, opened the closet to put my clothes on to go to church, and that's all you could smell. And I was over at the golf course that afternoon, and one of the ladies there says, "I hear you had your shit clothes on in church this morning."
The Burns have filed a complaint under a local ordinance that limits farm odors, and the township has passed new zoning laws that set strict guidelines on where future factory farms can be located. Those laws would be preempted, however, by a bill in the Michigan legislature that would amend the state's Right to Farm Act. The sponsor is State Senator George McManus. He says there's a growing trend among local governments to put layers of regulations on farmers, especially intensive livestock operations. McManus believes factory farms are the future of agriculture, and the state should encourage them.
We're going to see larger operations if we're going to survive. And if you're going to be in the dairy business, you're going to compete with larger operations. They got one operation going in northern Indiana, you're talking 13,000 cows. And that's the way the business is going. And if you can't compete with that, well, you'd probably be doing something else.
McManus's bill would remove all local control of agriculture and leave the management of factory farms up to the state. Michigan is the only state in the Great Lakes region that does not license or monitor large livestock farms. By law, human waste must be channeled into sewers or septic systems to prevent the spread of disease. But in Michigan and many other states, factory farms are allowed to store manure in large lagoons. In some areas, those lagoons have leaked and contaminated rivers and water supplies. Louise Burns worries the manure from the farm next door will get into their drinking water.
It should be considered a factory. It's not family farming, not when they have that many hogs. And they should abide by factory regulations. That's what should be done. And then we wouldn't have this problem. It's just unbearable.
Some are concerned that Michigan could become like North Carolina, where loose regulations have led to widespread pollution. Patty Cantrell is with the Michigan Land Use Institute. She says local governments must have the power to control factory farms.
Local governments in Michigan are responding to this by trying to protect their residents and the public health and the environment. And as local governments, they know best, because they know where the floodplains are, they know where the soil types are, they know where their residential areas are growing, where, if they're going to have them, where they should go.
A coalition of farmers, environmental groups, and township governments has started an email campaign to fight the McManus bill. Patty Cantrell has been organizing farmers and urging them to travel to Lansing to testify before the Michigan legislature. Louise Burns says she will go. She's not sure if they will be successful, but she says they have to try to do something.
We're stuck here with it, but I'd like to put a stop to it. We have 3 of them in our township right now. And if I can stop them from building any more, well, that's what I want to happen, you know. We're stuck with it, but I don't want other people to be stuck with it like we are.
Prospects for the coalition's success are slim. Any restrictions on factory farms are met with opposition from some of the most powerful lobbying groups in Michigan, including the Michigan Farm Bureau, the State Chamber of Commerce, and most Republicans in the legislature. The bill to remove local control of farming has already been approved by the Michigan Senate and could be passed by the House by the end of the month. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Gretchen Millick.